Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. My jaw is intact. Oh, good. I don't have to worry about that.
That's good. That's probably, yeah, not how you want a fantasy suite date to start out. Although, you know, we always talk about how we want to avoid, talking about these situations on camera. So maybe that would be a good strategy if you just wanted to ditch the fantasy suite. Like, oh yeah, something hurts.
Ow, I hurt my jaw jumping off this thing you made me jump off of. Don't you feel bad now? Yeah. you certainly can't eliminate me now.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, so some interesting things I wasn't expecting in this episode, like a few little twists and turns that I was surprised the preview didn't give away.
Okay.
Maybe just the jaw thing, but
maybe
they never like hesitate to show us a ambulance or, you know, some sort of hospital visit in a preview. And
sure.
Yeah. They didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't
that's
pay attention
true.
To it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just like, cause they couldn't make it in the preview without knowing it's her. I don't know.
Right. Right. Yes, but yeah, how is everything? Any Bachelor news you've seen, Bachelor tidbits?
Not news necessarily, but Hannah G has had some interesting TikToks the last couple, last week, I guess. I don't know, time is a flat circle, and I have no idea. Could have been like 3 months ago, for all I know.
Right, but it's fresh in your mind.
Fresh in my mind. So Hannah G had a couple interesting TikToks about some behind-the-scenes things of The Bachelor that I haven't really heard before. I can't remember all of them, but like one of the fun ones was they got stopped in the airport and somebody was asking them like, oh, like why are you guys all traveling together? And they said, oh, we're all like a dance team or something. And then I think they went to Thailand and they had like a day off of filming and they could either go explore, they could go like get their nails done. And Hannah J was like, I went to get my nails done. Like we are 3 weeks into this process. My nails look like trash at this point. And there are some other like cool little tidbits if, you know, behind the scenes things are your jam. So go check out her TikTok. She's been doing some interesting work over there.
Yeah, as people get further and further away from when they're on the show, I feel like more things come out. So it's kind of interesting. That reminds me, I was listening to Caitlin Bristow's Off the Vine podcast and she had Ashley and Jared on. And, you know, they talked a bit about their friends with Sydney. Like she does their social media or helps them out with it. And, you know, so they were like, oh, she's going to like, she'll be totally fine. She'll never be like a person to get a bad edit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they were feeling guilty a bit. But then I think it was towards the end of the podcast, Caitlin was dropping some sort of, she was alluding to the fact that she didn't really want to keep Nick until the final two. And I don't know, they've had their like kind of barbs back and forth. So I don't know if maybe now she's just like bringing these
like revisionist history. Yeah. I feel like Caitlin kind of likes to change the narrative a little bit based on how petty she's feeling.
Right. She's like, oh, they really just had to keep that rivalry to the end. And then also like she let Jared go at final four, but she had wanted to send Ben home then, but they wanted Ben to be the bachelor. So I don't know if it's like, hey, she was hanging out with Jared, and so that's like, let me help you up a bit. Or, you know, imagine that alternate timeline where Jared's final two instead of Nick.
Oh, that seems so weird, right?
Right.
Especially because if you think about, like, I bet they would have enjoyed that story, because do you remember how Jared voted for Britt to be the bachelorette?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She was kind of ribbing him a bit about that, too.
Oh, was she? Oh, good on her. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would have been interesting. And then Ashley chimed in. She's like, oh, it's for the best, because then you would have had a fantasy suite with Caitlin, and, you know, she would not have been able to handle that, their history. So,
yeah, it's so weird how, like, things play out like that. Mm-hmm. Life is weird, man.
For sure. So, fantasy suite week, we end on a little bit of a cliffhanger, so it's not a full completion of the fantasy suites. I guess that's typically how they do it. Like, we go into Women Tell All, and then they conclude it. Like, they have to leave us on something somewhat dramatic. So,
yeah, you don't usually hear about the non-completions in the fantasy suite.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's an interesting twist on this one, though. I don't know what Jesse Palmer was up to, but he didn't have any of the heart-to-hearts with the women. They brought in three Golden Bachelor women to Tulum. Are these candidates for Golden Bachelorette, do you think? Is this just like Jesse had to be, you know, going to appointments with his wife, or wanted to explore Mexico, or...
Yeah, I wonder if he had an appointment with his wife, or they're just trying to do something different. Mm-hmm. Here, I sent you a, in our questions, it's not really a question, so I'll just read it now. So just skip it when we get to that part. Sure. Melina Beeston said, timeline is really important to remember with these Golden Bachelor contestants. They started filming Joey's season before the Golden Bachelor began airing, so the Golden folks were out there giving advice to Joey's contestants who didn't actually know who they were or what their storyline was yet.
Wow. Because at least Rachel kind of seemed like she knew, but then, you know, now that I think about it, when she was like, Susan, I think it was off camera. Like, she wasn't, we don't see her saying.
Sure. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was definitely interesting. And like, I kind of felt it was awkward with Daisy and Sandra.
Right.
They all look like Sandras to me still to this day. Everyone looks like a Sandra. Yes. With Sandra, where it didn't really like, she didn't really know who she was, and was just kind of like, oh, like, great.
Why is she telling me like sexual oomph? Like, when that was really like Sandra's character, kind of.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to react to them. But it's interesting to me thinking back too. It's like, why are these three chosen? They don't really know how, I mean, it turns out the audience did really react to these three.
Yeah.
Obviously Leslie was final too, but you know, where Susan and Sandra really kind of took off sort of in the meme world of it all. And yeah, I guess they just called that right.
I liked hearing from them. I think it was a unique perspective, and I'm glad we got it. But yeah, thinking back on it, it's like, oh yeah, they didn't know who they were at this point.
No. So they couldn't really fangirl, and they probably did feel awkward. But Susan, she's the one who sort of presented it. She was the first one up and said, you know, Jesse's not the best person. She didn't say it that way, but basically, like, he's not the best person to talk to about this. Like, we've been there. And I was sort of thinking, well, you haven't been there, because you didn't get to fantasy suite in the Golden Bachelor, but you've been there in the sense of, like, you've lived life.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I'm glad we're using them. I'm glad we're hearing from them. Although I guess a couple of them popped up on one of the dates, but I think maybe just Susan.
Yeah, it was Askin, right? So maybe that's why Rachel would know.
Maybe. Maybe.
If Rachel was on that date.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm not going back and seeing if that was the case. It's just
right.
I don't have anything.
But that would explain why I feel like they clicked the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she went first. I thought her chemistry was so good that I was excited for the next two. And I didn't think the next two conversations hit as well as the first one did.
Yeah, I think Leslie's kind of backfired for Kelsey a bit. So, yeah, we start out with Rachel. So she gets paired up with Susan. So they, you know, talk about how Rachel has trouble being vulnerable, and Susan, you know, really like stress that, you know, you have to do that. You have to, like, in this process, and asked if she's falling in love. And she said that she is in love with him. And so just like kind of that she needs to let him know. And yeah, we also find out that Rachel has been cheated on in all her past relationships. So kind of we can understand why she's maybe holding back a bit and is that slow burn that she explained to Joey.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that we haven't heard this before. And then she kind of talked about it in her date with Joey. And it didn't really seem like he had heard it before either.
No. So maybe that's, yeah, she was not comfortable bringing it up earlier, maybe seeing how far the relationship went. But yeah, I liked this pairing the best of the three.
Me too. And did you like the pairing of Rachel and the high dive?
Oh, yeah. We've seen it somewhere before, some other season, I think, did this. But I was very nervous when Joey, he was like, how are you with wild animals and holding your breath? It's like, what are they going to do? You know? But yeah, they were jumping off. Is it a cenote? Is that where they were? It was all these different levels of platforms into the, it's like a water cave basically. And yeah, it did not pair well for Rachel.
No, it did not. Would you be mad at Joey because he's the one who was like, well, let's go to a higher one. Let's go to another higher one.
I mean, I think I would give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, they probably like, you know, tested these out, but she did not seem like she wanted to do it. And then it sort of proved out.
Would you
just clenching or something?
I think she probably hit the water, like just kind of like chin down, and she kind of got like the water shock.
Oh my god.
Like, you know how sometimes you just like hit it wrong, and like, I don't know, like she didn't like tuck her chin correctly. I don't know.
Right. It just unlocked a new fear in me. Like, okay, I'm just stepping into water from now on.
Yeah. Are you a water person?
Not really. I'm more of like a, I like pools, but I'm not like jumping in. I'm just sort of like lounging, like hot tub type situation, or like a heated pool.
Yeah.
Sit on the steps and just chill.
Like those in pool loungers.
Yeah, like make it look like I'm sort of trying to float, but like just, yeah, like I know how to swim. I don't need to prove it to anyone anymore.
Yeah, I totally know how to swim.
Yeah. I'm past the days of being traumatized by being like the oldest kid that didn't know how to swim at like pool parties.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So like, you're not gonna jump in, and you're not gonna jump on a platform.
It's funny though, because I love water. Like, I love sitting, looking out at it. Like, I love a lake. I'll go on a boat ride, sit on a dock. But yeah, I'm not huge like wading in water or anything like that. How about you?
I am a big water person. I do like swimming. I'm not much of a jumper because I'm very delicate and clumsy, and I'm afraid of heights. And it's just like those three things together doesn't work well.
Yeah. So you just avoid this whole date situation.
Yeah.
Very pretty like scenery. I'd go
very gorgeous.
Hike by it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's people that are like walking into, they're doing like the polar plunge like daily out here. So yeah, it's just not my thing.
I'm like dying to do a polar plunge.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to do one, and I'm sure I could probably just go walk into either like
right
or like Ontario or like Easy Peasy Pumpkin Squeezy. So I probably should just do that.
Probably a whole community out there to meet, because that's what's happening at the lakes out here. It's like people are coming with like these high tech dry robes. And
yeah. See, I don't have that. Like, I just want to wander into the water and be like, nice. Mm-hmm. And then leave.
Right. I did it. Check.
No.
Yeah. It seemed like on this date, she sort of I think her mind was maybe swirling where it's like, oh, my jaw really hurts, but I don't want my date to be canceled. Like, she could kind of see what would happen and was trying to avoid that, because she was totally like, oh, yeah, I can totally, I'm fine, you know?
Like, yeah, I wanted Rachel to just, like, admit that she was in pain and, like, not play it off. And I guess that's, like, a thing of her, like, guard being up, and she just wants Joey to think she's cool and, like, low maintenance so she doesn't get sent home. Yeah. But it's like, girl, you're in pain. Like, yeah. I would be crying, like, if I were her. Just absolutely crying.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I appreciate about this date is it did feel very real. Like, I could see, even if it wasn't a show, like, somebody maybe trying to do that. Like, no, it's totally fine. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I don't want to miss out on our vacation or, like, pay for this medical bill.
Yeah.
So, do you think they could have, I guess maybe the timing, it wouldn't really work out, but I felt like, would there be a way to, like, switch up the dates and give her, you know, because otherwise she's just sitting back at the, like, move up someone else's date or something. But I'm sure it's, like, way too set in motion at that
point. I wondered, like, it kind of crossed my mind, like, if the evening portion of their date was, like, the next day or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know, like, I obviously don't know if that's for sure, but I think that would have been nice. But yeah, like you said, maybe everything's already stuck, but maybe they had like a break day to meet up, you know?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of what else they might have done after this. Like, was there something else she missed out on? Or was it just, like, sitting at dinner a little shorter? Or, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe we'll find out 2 years from now when she gets to go on a podcast.
Yeah, for real.
But, yeah, they got an x-ray. Everything was fine. And so it was just sort of, I think, needed time. And I did, like, yeah, it just felt real when he's like, how are you doing now? And she's, like, opening her mouth back and forth and stuff. How are you feeling about their connection?
It's not as, like, strong as I want it to be, because I really like Rachel and I feel like we got a lot of great moments from her early on, but I just feel like there's a huge gulf between her and then Daisy and Kelsey, and even just, like, what we're seeing from Joey, because Joey said, like, he's falling in love with two and with the other two, right. And we didn't get that to Rachel.
I know. I was bummed out about that. He mentioned that they have sort of a unique connection where it's, like, very fun and, like, they've got the banter back and forth. So to me, it's like, that's what I gravitate to. I really like seeing that and I can feel that with them, but maybe that's just not, like, his typical relationship dynamic. So he's thrown off. I'm not feeling so good about where they're at. And then when they were, like, after their fantasy suite, it almost gave me, like, Colton and Tayshia vibes. Like, it was just like they were talking about, like, oh, this was great, but it wasn't like there was anything bad, but it didn't seem like super hot connection, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they probably just talked. So yeah, last night was good, you know. I saw a different side of you. All right, on to Kelsey. So Kelsey gets a knock at the door and it's Leslie. So she was the runner-up in dramatic fashion, if you didn't watch Golden Bachelor. And so it's interesting that she's chosen to talk to Kelsey and kind of gives her a warning, like, hey, like, I really thought it was me. And, like, the worst feeling was just, like, being so confident and then getting devastated, like, basically telling her to sort of have your guard up a little bit. It's sort of the opposite Susan told Rachel. And then they also, I think she was probably chosen for Kelsey because she can relate on losing her mom at a young age, which I'd kind of forgotten about from Leslie's story. Now knowing that Kelsey knew nothing about what happened with Leslie, then I wonder if it would almost be, like, more of a, like, shock to be like, oh, this lady's talking to me and she got her heart broken. Like, should I read into this? Like,
for real. And I was just like, oh, does that mean, like, Kelsey's like the front runner because, like, we're having a front runner talk to her?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Like, is she the front runner and they want Leslie to put doubts in, or is she going to, like, have a parallel story to Leslie and they're going to bond after this even more?
I don't know. It was odd, and it, like, I think it's just because it was pretty fresh for Leslie that I don't think she's had time to process it and see right. the situation for what it was.
Yeah, and aren't they? Is it? They're not at the same resort, right? They were in Costa Rica.
But yeah, yeah.
This is Tulum, but like maybe similar vibes. Like you're in this like gorgeous resort, and so I think that's why the women are like, sure, I'll show up and you know have a vacation and have to talk to them for a morning. But yeah, it's probably triggering some feelings being part of Fantasy Suite Week. So yeah, I think it just really got in Kelsey's head a bit, and mm-hmm. I did like how she talked to Joey about it and basically told him what she said, and then Joey could sort of talk about how he was really, you know, thrown off by like how he felt so confident in charity season and how hurt he was by that. So we don't usually hear them talking about the sort of what if scenarios that much.
I agree. I kind of like hearing it. Like, I think it's interesting that Joey's a guy with anxiety and he kind of goes through every scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really been worrying about, I don't know what they're setting us up for with this finale, but it seems like they're like trying to foreshadow his fear of somebody like not being in it anymore, like basically yeah. turning him down. But in this fantasy suite date, like at the she does finally tell him that she's in love with him, and I didn't realize like she never had said the L word before. He said, like, she said that she was sort of like tripping, or I thought she had said it before, like that she was falling, but apparently no, apparently she just jumped into it.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because I feel like it's been such a big deal that Daisy hasn't said it yet. Mm-hmm. Like hadn't said it yet, and it was earlier on, I guess, than
right
where we're at with Kelsey.
Right. This was a more mild activity type of date. Boat dates, usually a good sign mm-hmm. for winner potential. It's just like, okay, who do you want to make out with? Have like the luxurious date. They did jump off the boat too, so I don't know. He wasn't too worried about that height for hurting another girl's jaw, but
maybe Kelsey was able to tuck her chin a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely seem really smitten with each other. Very cute. Let's see, what else? Oh, we see them making breakfast together after.
Yeah, that kitchen was so nice. I was like, where did you find this suite?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have any like of that in bed scenes, like awkward conversation. So it almost seemed more natural. Like they're just making breakfast together. Then they pause to make out. And he says that like what it is about Kelsey is all the little things. So yeah, definitely look really cute together, and he was really excited to get those feelings reciprocated, and he does tell her that he's falling in love with her and that it's he knows how real it is.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised mm-hmm. he dropped her.
Yeah. And then the third and final fantasy suite date, at least if it's presented, I think these were in correct order, but Sandra comes to talk to Daisy, and she seemed to be telling Daisy, like trying to get Daisy to sort of confirm how she's feeling, and she's saying like, keep the positive thoughts, don't worry about everybody else. So again, like a different message than Leslie. Mm-hmm. So they all have kind of their own focus on it. And yeah, give it some sexual oomph. So, and then after that, I was trying to listen to Daisy's, like, it seemed like Daisy was taking the advice a little bit. She was trying to do little innuendos and stuff. Like, she did that move, like, when she shows up to see Joey. Like, I felt it was a little awkward, but she's like, oh, and one more thing. And then she just made out with him. I have one more thing to tell you. Yeah. And then she'll, like, give him a look. Say, ooh, can you read my mind? Yeah, so definitely very flirty. Yeah, he also tells her that he's falling in love with her and that he's felt it for a while. He sort of felt awkward about how he just said, I feel the same way the last time he told her. So that he wanted to really express it more this time around. What do you think of the ATV type dates?
Not for me. I don't want to drive in my real life. I don't want to drive in my vacation time.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I feel like you can do it anywhere. So if I was in Tulum doing that, I would feel like I missed out on some other activity, I guess.
Yeah. I also like have no interest in any vehicles in which I'm not fully enclosed.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. It's just dangerous, man. Not for me.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know. Nothing really super stood out to me. I just think
not
they're
really me either. Like, I just, this whole episode I felt was like a little like snoozy.
Yeah, something, I don't know. It didn't feel like a typical Fantasy Suite episode. It felt like just this could have been mid-season in a way, aside from that, like, I'm in love with you.
There was like no drama even. So I understand like why they probably forced Kelsey to write the note. But it was just like, I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they got away from like putting all the women together and making that a big thing. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of showing Kelsey kind of spinning out during Daisy's date. So yeah, she did write a note that said, we need to talk. And then we see like security cam footage of Joey grabbing the note.
That's not real, right?
I don't know.
It was too clear.
Oh, like they made it look like
Yeah. Yeah, like there's no way that was real.
Yeah, like this is just totally like we had no part of this. And she just did this totally on her own. She went rogue and knew where his room was. Yeah. And it was all speculation of what he was saying, like, oh, what's going on? Is she gonna leave? But it literally just said, we need to talk.
Yeah.
So it could be about anything.
Yeah.
It could be a Daisy move where she's just like, oh, one more thing. And then I want to make out with you one more time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of think it is.
Yeah. So he's worried that Kelsey is heading out. I don't think so. What she said, like kind of her voiceover was talking about, if it's not me, it's not something I could get over, and I'd rather leave if it's not me. So maybe it's an ultimatum type thing. Like, if I'm not it, just tell me now. So maybe it's like she would leave if he like tells her that, okay, it's not you. You know, like sometimes the lead will go to the third place person and say, or the second place person, just not have them show up in the final rose ceremony and just like give them that courtesy. So I don't know, maybe she found out what happened with Leslie, because Leslie sort of just figured it out, and then you know, she was like grateful that she didn't have to show up. So maybe she's like, oh yeah, I don't want that to happen to me. I want to know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's not going to be as dramatic as it wants us to believe,
right?
But it could be.
Right, it's just something to get Joey feeling nervous when he was feeling like really good about these Fantasy Suites, especially Daisy's and Kelsey's. So yeah, I know, it just feels like a strange episode, but I do like seeing these two, like who I think it's gonna be. I like their connections, and it's kind of, I guess, suspenseful in the sense of like, who's he gonna pick?
Yeah, because I'm really like, I really don't know.
Right. All right, let's see what other people have questions about. Becky Carmen says, I feel for Leslie. She should not be giving advice. The date after was ruined for Kelsey. Which Golden Bachelor hopeful would you have rather seen visiting Kelsey before her Fantasy Suite date?
Maybe one of the girlies who we saw before. Oh my gosh, I can never. She also looks like a Sandra, but it's not Sandra.
Nancy.
No, Susan's best friend.
Kathy.
I wanted to see, I like Kathy, so I would like to see her. I think she kind of gives you some tough love. Mm-hmm. I thought Leslie gave. I think Leslie was interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think it was too fresh for her.
Yeah, I think maybe, what if they did pairs? So like pair up,
or all Leslie have with, all three with women, Ellen like, or something.
Oh yeah, like have them all. Then they can all sort of give their own perspective.
Yeah.
Because it did seem like I would really read into who I would was paired up with. I'd be like, okay, yeah. Why is this woman telling me all her heartbreak? And I think it was really good for Kelsey that they could relate on the mom thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would just not want to be hearing that. I would want the advice from Sandra saying, like, just focus on yourself and stay optimistic. Don't think that way. That would be what I need. And I'm thinking, okay, the producers know, like, what's going to get to each person. And did they wanted Rachel obviously to open up more. So they have, you know, Susan really encouraging her to do that. And I just, I don't know. Yeah. I think for fairness sake, it should be like the same three are like panelists that go visit them all.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. This is from George. Hello, Amy and Haley. I saw four platforms that Joey and Rachel could jump off. They made it to the third level before Rachel got hurt. How far would you have gone before saying, that's too high? I would have stopped at two and maybe not done it.
I also think I would have stopped at two just to be like, I tried it, Joey. I did a higher one, even though I'm scared of heights.
Right. I probably would have done one. Yeah. A bonus question from last week was who Joey was talking about when he said, she said she's okay. I can tell that she's not. We thought it had to do with the emotions of the journey versus Rachel. Who thought it had to do with the emotions of the journey versus Rachel face planting in the water?
Truly.
Yeah. So now, like, we have to remember these instances when we hear things in a preview. It's like, okay, this had.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This was just about, like, she literally was injured and she's trying to play it off. We saw Kelsey and Joey making breakfast. How do you like your eggs and how crispy do you like your bacon?
I like my bacon very crispy, almost to the point of like, if I hold it up, I don't want any flop. Like I want I want it to be structured. My eggs in a restaurant, I will order them over easy, mm-hmm. but at home I usually make sunny side up because I hate flipping eggs.
Yeah.
But I do love like a poached egg with an eggs Benedict. How about you?
Yeah.
How do you like your veggie bacon?
Right. Veggie bacon, I agree. It like needs to be, I don't know that there's another way to really do it. Like it's not like it can mimic all the textures of bacon. So it is just, like, crispy.
Yeah.
So I do like that. And then I would say eggs, I really like most ways. So yeah, in a restaurant, I'll order a way that I wouldn't typically prepare myself. Yeah. So I do over medium usually.
I'm really creeped out by hard boiled eggs.
Oh, okay.
Like, I find them very unsettling. Like, I don't want anything to do with a deviled egg. It's mostly, like, the egg white I don't love. Like, I kind of just eat it because it's there. But, like, I would never choose.
I'm kind of surprised by that. Like, I can picture you with a platter of, like,
nice I know, right?
eggs.
Yeah, it seems Instagram. Like something I would do. But it's just the egg white texture. Just I'm a big, like, texture person. And so, like, the egg white texture just creeps me out.
But if it's prepared, it doesn't bother you, like a fried egg?
Well, with a fried egg, I can usually get enough yolk on it that I don't notice, or I can like put it on toast and the butter takes over the egg white taste,
right?
But in a deviled egg, like I don't have any choice but to confront the solidified egg white, the solidified gelatinous
interesting. And I feel like when people have a problem, it's usually with the yolk.
I know.
Like they don't like the runny yolk, or they don't like the yolk. Flavor of a yolk.
Yeah. When I was little, I used to, like, my mom would make me, like, dipping eggs, and I would just eat the yolk and be like, okay, I've had enough. Thank you.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Where does Ethan stand on it? Like, does
he loves deviled eggs to the point where, like, one of my friends, she's Greek, and so her parents are like from Greece, and so it's that like Mediterranean thing of like, oh, you like this thing, well, let me make it for you forever. So every time like we know we're going there, she's seeing him, like her mom will make him like a dozen deviled eggs.
Yeah, it's like, this is what I go home for.
Yeah,
it's reminding me of, like, I think it was from How I Met Your Mother, but it was, I think I've seen it crop up elsewhere too, where people refer to the olive theory.
Yeah,
in a couple, someone will love olives, someone will hate olives, and that's a good balance. So maybe you're doing the hard-boiled egg theory.
Yeah, I'm also the olive hater in the relationship.
Yes, I'm
it's something that
fellow olive haters. Oh, we both don't like them, which makes just pizza ordering good.
Olives on pizza are just like horrifying to me. Yeah. We say it's chew pineapple on pizza lovers.
I know. we're the weird ones, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see, which Golden Bachelor conversation did you like best? Oh, I think we kind of gave it away a bit, but or better yet, let's play Ding, Marry, Kill. Life advice from Susan, life advice from Leslie, life advice from Sandra.
Yeah, I think we're marrying Susan's. I thought hers was like very applicable across the board.
Yeah.
Ding Sandra's, which story checks out.
Right.
And kill Leslie's.
Yeah. All right. Draft points for the week. Haley still leads with 298. Amy is drawing closer in second with 243. Tari is a distant third with 109. Wow. This is a huge spread. This is, who would have thought? Bonus questions for the week. One, will we get the conclusion of the to be continued note and rose ceremony before or after the women tell all portion of the show? A, note and rose ceremony are before. B, women tell all is first. C, they mix it together somehow.
It has been like the typical thing the last couple seasons that we do get that conclusion. So I will say it's before.
Okay.
Note and rose ceremony are before.
Okay, you'll go A. I'll go C. Like, the maybe they'll do like a let's meet the women and let's watch, like, see how it concludes.
I love that. Yeah.
Two, how many of the 32 women will be on stage for Women Tell All? Less than 14, B, 14 to 15, C, more than 15?
I think it's four, less than 14.
Okay, 32 though. I'll pick the 14 to 15. I know it's a really narrow range, but I'll do that. Three, how many women will we see on the hot seat with Jessie? A, less than four, B, four, C, more than four.
I'm going to go again with A, less than four. I think we're going to see, I think they telegraphed it to us who we're seeing on the hot
Maria.
Seat. Maria, sure. Jen, and Lexi. Like, I think those are the three we're seeing in the hot seat.
Right. Although, what if, do you think third place is there? I'm assuming is Rachel.
No. I guess
she could be, like, if they show it.
Yeah, I really never thought about
first.
That's a good call.
All right, I'm gonna do it less than four though too. That's what I think. Let's address some of Jesse's questions in the preview. Four, will Lexi admit she regrets leaving? A, yes, she would like to try a relationship with Joey. B, no, she is fine moving on.
I'm going to go C, which I know isn't an option, which is that, like, she does kind of regret leaving, but she knows, like, that's what was right.
Yeah, I don't think
like she's still harboring.
Hey, feelings. I wish I.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to try to do that move of, like, if you're not with anybody. Let's see. Yeah, I guess I'd just say A, yes, she will admit she regrets leaving, but I don't think she will try a relationship or say that she wants to. Five, is Jen still heartbroken? A, yes, she would like to try a relationship with Joey. B, no, she is fine moving on.
I'm going B, she's fine.
Yeah. I kind of forgot Jen was on the show, so I think I'll say, yeah, B, no, she's not still heartbroken. Although, the smart move is to act like you still are. So I will say that.
I think it would be smart for her to go, like, I'm just really ready to move on. And then she gets her spot in Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor Summer Games or whatever.
Oh yeah. Like, I know my guy is waiting for me.
Yeah.
Six, which side will my wife take in the Maria Sydney drama? A, Maria. B, Sydney. C, she's neutral / thinks they are both crazy.
I feel like she's, I'm on Maria's side, but I think George's wife will be neutral.
Interesting. I'll say Maria.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if Maria comes out ahead on this and can hold her own. Seven, as for Kelsey's note, Jesse asks, what happens next? A, Kelsey leaves before the rose ceremony. B, Kelsey doesn't get a rose ceremony. C, she gets a rose. This was a waste of time.
I know. I like pre-read it and I started giggling. she gets a rose and this was a waste of time.
You know, I think we're going to have all the same answers. I'm going to say that too. Eight. Joey's mom is shown saying, the way she looks at you is different. Who is she referring to? A, Daisy. B, Kelsey. C, Rachel. Okay. It's got to be Daisy or Kelsey.
I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm going Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe she looks at you as different. Okay, I'll say Daisy. And do you think, is she saying that in a positive or a negative way? Like, oh, she looks at you different. Like, she's
yeah,
not like.
Yeah, positive. Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming so. This is bringing up a question for me. How upset were you that it doesn't look like Uncle Joe is anywhere?
I'm Devo, man.
In this season. Like,
absolutely devastated. That's such a wonder if they like became estranged after it or something. No.
You ruined it with Charity.
Yeah, man.
Or if he, what I think happened is probably like, that was a waste of my time. Like, people are like, giving me shit and, you know, like he just is too good for it and doesn't want to be on it.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Too much hassle for Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
9, Joey says, I can't think that's happened before. And Jesse says, think you know what happens? Guess again. Toss out a wild twist, and if you are remotely close, I'll give you points.
Kelsey and Daisy realize they're in love with each other and leave together.
Awesome. I've kind of been sticking to, like, the person that he doesn't choose, like, just doesn't show up. Like,
yeah.
It's just... ghosts him or they I don't know if it's even that he doesn't choose, but just somebody ghosts him, you know. Maybe it's somebody that he chooses, but just only one woman shows up.
Yeah,
because it's like he's walking away and he looks upset. I don't know. Or like they get one look at him and just kind of storm off. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. All right.
Well, luckily, we have some takes from Doug, so we all can right. push this to 45 minutes.
I know. I just felt like there wasn't a lot of talking points there from wasn't. This episode.
Here are a few last-minute takes. After just reading the recap of the episode, gosh, I really thought we were going to hook Doug in.
I know. I thought he would pick it up.
Should Rachel be aware that she's probably going home based on Joey not saying he loves her back, or that they only gave her a cheese plate for dinner? I love a cheese plate for dinner. That's girl dinner.
It is. A little fruit, a little like crackers and spread.
Some like nuts, a little bit of honey. Mm. That's what I want. I want that now.
Yeah.
What's more of a red flag, a man not being able to crack an egg to make you breakfast, or the fact that within a few days of proposing to you, he's likely slept with two other people? I don't know. Honestly, neither are that much of a red flag to me, like, which sounds bad, but like, if I'm on the Bachelor, like, I have to suspend the disbelief of like, this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's hard for me to believe that like a grown man can't just like crack an egg, but I am the egg cooker in the household. So like, I don't know, man. I feel like the couch in the middle of nowhere for Daisy's date was just a free item production received after making a massive purchase at the movable hot tub store. On that note, can we please go into business renting random items for the show to lug around? Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Like bachelor date in a box.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all just packed in a hot tub.
Yeah. They need to connect with like theaters that are closing down or something. I could see like, I don't know, a big piano or what they have. What would you have them rent? Fly around?
A food truck.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the hot chocolate truck seemed to make the rounds.
Yeah. Or like maybe like an ice cream truck or like a Belgian waffle like cart.
Mm. Yeah.
Something simple.
Remember those giant like plastic orbs that people would like be inside and you'd roll like,
oh yeah, the Zorbs.
I feel like those were trendy for a while. Or maybe an igloo type thing.
Yeah, igloo is a great idea. Yeah. Do you think Kelsey's note is a misdirect? Like maybe she has COVID or she was wishes her hometown date was in Germany, or she's wondering if Joey has been banned from Hawaii. Yeah, I do believe it's a bit of a misdirect, that it's more just like she wants like to get some more I don't know, she just wants to like have a little combo with him about something. It's not like she's panicking and leaving. She just like wants to kiss him on the mouth.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And that's it from Doug.
Right.
That's it from us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us go. Cool.
I know. Where can people find you, Haley?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at astrong_, and you can check out my Bookstagram at thestronglibrary.
And you can find me on Twitter at rhgprecapper. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.